What's the trick?
Dave and Darren mornings on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. It is a Thursday morning, and we've got Mike Schultz here from the River Cities Reader to talk about the movies. Hey, Mike.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Good. Did you see what the 61 Drive-In is going to be doing at the end of the month?
I don't know. Maybe not. I see what they're playing this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Adam's Fam. Yeah.
Couple of them. Yeah.
But what they're doing, September 30th, it's Dusk Dawn. So they're going to play four movies.
Oh, wow.
They're going to play them. So it basically takes you till sunrise.
Interesting.
And what is it? It Part 2 and
The Quiet Place and Quiet Place 2.
Not bad. I enjoy 3 out of 4 of those. That's a pretty good...
Which one did you not like? It 2?
It 2.
Yeah.
It just went on forever. I thought it was like, yeah. But that's pretty fun. Okay. Yeah. I could see some people doing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're going to make some money at the concession stand. You gotta keep your energy up.
Yeah, give me a piece of the coffee.
Well, the It movies are both over 2.5 hours, I think, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's got to be 5 right there, and then you add another couple.
At least nine hours,
I'd say. Wow, that's some endurance.
You liked Barbarian.
I did I did. I am really digging this new trend in horror movies where they're not telling you anything. And like a half hour into the movie, you go, what's going on? This has happened. We've talked about this a lot now, it feels like, in the last year, you know, where it's like, I'd love to tell you more. I'll tell you off air. This one isn't that shocking. It's not like Malignant, you know, with the woman coming out of the back of the other woman and stuff. And it's not Orphan too, but the entire narrative switches after a half hour and becomes this completely different movie. And you're like, where'd that come from? Yeah. And they don't give any of it away in the trailers, which is pretty great. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, what can you tell us?
It's got a really simple premise. A woman shows up in a dilapidated suburb of Detroit for a job interview the next day. She goes to an Airbnb. She can't find a key, and so she calls the landlord, who doesn't answer, and the door opens, and a guy is there who's already rented the place. Mm. Now, if you know enough horror movies, you notice that the guy who's renting the place plays Pennywise the clown in the It movies. So already you're kind of on edge.
Yeah.
He seems really friendly. He's very sweet. But it's raining and there's nowhere else. There's a convention in town, we're told. And so it's like, well, you might as well just stay here.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the bedroom. It's got a lock. You know, I mean, it all seems... And they have like a fun conversation. They drink wine. They kind of flirt.
Yeah.
And then it gets creepy and weird. And then about a half hour into the movie, we leave... And we go to Hollywood with a whole different subplot involving Justin Long as this Hollywood actor who is under investigation for sexual harassment. And you're like, did the reels get switched? Did the auditorium get switched? And I don't know where I am anymore. And it kind of, well, it does eventually tie into the Detroit plot, but it's really clever.
Yeah.
But I guess the biggest problem is that Justin Long's character is... He's such a satire of that kind of smarmy, elitist, awful, you know, life. So that when he becomes like terrorized by other forces,
who cares?
Exactly. He's funny. He's very funny, but the movie loses a lot of its tension once he shows up. But it's an interesting film and a really promising director, writer. Yeah.
There's also this Czech epic.
Yeah,
that I'm.
It's
very,
a Czech epic.
That's a Czepic, as we call it.
nice.
Medieval.
Yeah, I wrote about that. I didn't write much about the movie because I'm so bored at these things.
Yeah,
these gladiator kind of movies. It's where it's like, it's a true story. It's based set in the 15th century in Czechoslovakia. It's about warring kings and about a plot to kidnap the princess of the... And I just... My eyes glaze over as soon as I get thrown into too much history at once.
It's Bohemian Braveheart is what it sounds
it's
like.
It's very much Bohemian Braveheart.
Okay.
Or Gladiator or your choice, you know? And so it's decent. It's got Ben Foster in the lead. It opens with Michael Caine. So you're like, oh, okay. You know.
Sounds like it'd be long.
It's not horribly long.
Okay.
It's a little over 2 hours.
Right.
But not bad. It's intensely bloody. It's way gorier than Braveheart or Gladiator or anything. It's just not terribly interesting. It feels like every, you know, sword and sandals movie you've ever seen in your life. So it was a little bit. I was bored.
Is
but
that what they call them? Swords and sandals?
That's what I call them.
Yeah.
Somebody must. I must have stolen that from somebody. I'm not that witty. So Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was just kind of dull. Didn't make any money. It'll leave soon.
All right.
Well, I did read it cost 500 million Czech crowns, which sounds awesome until you find out that's $23 million. And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, then,
but they did a nice job for doable. $23 million.
Yeah, I got that on me.
Let me write you a check.
What's opening this weekend?
Oh, okay. So we got lots to talk about next week because we are getting 6 new movies.
Oh, wow.
In addition to 3 Hindi titles, you know?
Boy, that clears out a lot of stuff.
I got my schedule all set. I mean, it's like I'm going to be here all weekend, clearly, or in Davenport.
Yeah.
But we've got The Woman King with Viola Davis, that big epic set in West Africa.
A historical epic based on an alternate history in the kingdom of Dahomey.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most powerful states in Africa in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Yeah.
So this isn't real history.
It's a fake story about real people.
Oh,
this actually was a tribe in Africa, and I think they just made up the characters around it. But yeah, it's getting pretty decent reviews.
It can't be really called Dahomey. There's no way that's what it's... I'm probably mispronouncing that.
I hope so,
yeah.
To be honest.
Wow.
We also have, let's see, what else? Oh, there's a mystery comedy that looks kind of fun called See How They Run.
That's got Saoirse in it, right?
Saoirse Ronan, who we love.
She's great in everything.
She looks really great in this. She looks super funny. And Sam Rockwell and David Oyelowo and Adrian Brody. It sounds really interesting. It's set in the 50s during a performance of The Mousetrap, where Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, where somebody gets killed during a production of The Mousetrap, and you're like, okay, it's a whole different kind of Agatha Christie. It sounds kind of like a kick.
Okay.
There's a new Fletch movie. Did you guys know about this?
What?
I did not know about this until I checked out the website
Fletch
a couple days ago.
Fletch 3?
Fletch 3. It's called Confess Fletch, with a comma.
What?
With John Hamm as Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah?
I don't hate that casting.
I don't hate it either. It also has Marcia Gay Harden in it, I know. It had someone else who was like a major name. See if you can find that.
Wow.
I haven't seen a preview for it even. It's, yeah.
This is the first time hearing of this.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, the Fletch? I mean, not a bad idea.
That's
the first Fletch is great.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about the sequel. Who else is in that
Kyle
I would know?
Kyle MacLachlan?
That's it. God, how can I forget? My Dale Cooper. Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan's in it.
So John Hamm is Fletch.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't hate it by any means.
Well, wait.
All right. That's the plan. What else do we... we've got a horror movie called God's Favorite, kind of like a dramatic horror movie called God's Favorite. There's a baseball movie of some sort coming out.
Oh, Running the Bases.
There's the prequel to X... That horror movie from earlier this spring where the kids go to Texas to shoot the porno movie.
What?
And get in trouble. We talked about it, but it was ages ago. That was like 6 months ago.
Okay.
It's a prequel to that. So, I mean, it's, we're booked.
Okay, that's Pearl.
Yeah.
The story of how Pearl became the vicious killer seen in X.
Yes.
Well, spoiler alert if you haven't seen X.
Seriously, right?
Jeez,
thanks.
Please.
So, yeah, we're getting a bunch. And finally, like, Top Gun has left. I mean, they've cleaned house, I think, is what happened. It's like...
I'm really hoping we get that Bowie documentary.
That's coming next weekend.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes. That looks great. It
really
That
does.
Preview is beautiful.
Now, you said you were going to get around to Elvis last weekend.
Did that happen?
I did not.
Okay.
No, other stuff came up.
Oh, you got time.
That's the problem with stuff when it's streaming. It's like you feel like you've got all the time in the world to watch it, and then you never watch.
And then they pull it, you know, and you're like, oh, where'd that go? Right. It was all set.
We're not getting Clerks 3 this week, right?
It's there now. It opened. It's doing a one-week run for one showtime a day.
What?
It's a weird release strategy. I don't understand it. It's playing at 7 o'clock every day from like Wednesday through next Sunday or something like that.
You obviously haven't seen
it. I would love to go. I just can't. 7 o'clock is like a terrible time for me.
Right.
And most people, I think, if you're not planning to review new stuff, you know. I would love to see it. I'll catch it eventually. But
is the logic that if you only have one showtime, then you have a better... whatever the metric is as far as per screening.
Yeah, money per screen. I can't fathom. I mean, it can't be cheap. You know, I mean, it can't be Clerks cheap by any means.
Right.
It's got to go. But they do this a lot with movies now where it's like only in the theater for September 19th and 20th. And that's your entire release. So I'm not quite sure what the logic behind that is.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's doing well. I haven't even read any like reviews on it because it's so under the radar. And you'd think, and when Clerks 2 came out, like 2006, I think, that was actually a deal. I mean, that opened on like 2,000 screens and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah, Clerks 2, I remember being kind of a major, major motion picture. Clerks 3, I think, is a little bit
It's all niche-y that. And it's like a fan-based movie, but I, you know, I'm a fan.
Mike, it sounds like you have a lot of movies you've got to go and see.
I'm exhausted already.
Off he
goes.
And
the day just started, yeah.
He's Mike Schultz.
I don't know if I can finish the show.
Movie critic and an editor at the River Cities Reader. He reviews the movies.
I'm absolutely tapped.
In the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. Mike, as always, thanks.
Thank you, guys. Mike.
Now go do TV.
I'm off.